Short dvar for Parshat Tazrim at Sora Tavshin Pei Aleph Nun Shvi Leunishas Rachel Per Basal Moshe, my grandmother, my own grandmother, Rav Reuven Ben Rav Chaim. We know the halacha is when it comes down to someone getting tzaras, the nega, the blemish of tzaras, can only be declared tar or tameh by the kohen. A tamid chacham who knows the halacha can give his own opinion, but the tumah starts and ends with the declaration of the kohen. Why does it start and end with the kohen? So we're going to say two answers. First answer comes with the dubna magid. And the Dubna Magid answers so beautifully. And it's quoted in the Sifri to retort that the Dubna Magid says, why Dafka does it go by the Kohen? Because with one word, does this guy have to quarantine now? It's the Baal Tzaras, the Mitzvah has to quarantine himself. All based on one word, Tahor or Tameh. Because at the end of the day, this person who spoke Lashon Hara and got Tzaras, what goes around comes around. He didn't know that the power of his words could have such severity. After all, what damage could one word be spoken? At the end of the day, it's Midik and Aganida, says the Dubna Magid. We teach the Mitzvah this lesson with the Kohen. His neg and all the nachas have nothing to do with him. It is only with the single word from the Kohen's mouth that is either spared the great punishment of Tzaras, that he's to go back into quarantine, or he's able to go join his family once again. What goes around comes around. With one word, it can be Torah or Tameh, because it's showing him you have to be careful with your words. Careful with your words. Lashon Hara. What comes out of your mouth is so crucial and so critical. That's a Dubna Magid. A beautiful answer of Dubna Magid. The Tiferes Shlomo Radomsk is a beautiful idea as well. He says that at the end of why the Kohen? Because Aaron a Kohen, Mishnah tells us the Pirkei Avos. Aaron Kohen is Awiv Shalom Varodiv Shalom. Before they join Klal Yisrael once again, they have to know, the Kohanim have to see, do they truly love and care other people now? Did they really do tshuva? Do they really care about other people? They just want to go home. Get back to the regular life. The Kohen is there, says the Tiferes Shlomo, as a marker to truly test and see. Did they see? Do they feel bad what they did wrong? Did they do tshuva? Do they see Klal Yisrael's kishcha belevichad? Whether they keep Yom HaTzmud or not? Whether they say halal or not? A yid is a yid no matter what. So the Dubna Magid says the Afka, why Dafka Kohen? Because at the end of the day, the Kohen says Torah or Talmud to be able to teach the person who got tzaras the power of one word. You could go back in or back out to show him that you have to be careful with your words. But the Tiferes Shlomo has another beautiful answer as well. That Klal Yisrael is based on the love of Aaron Kohen. Oh, Shem Rodesham, before coming back to Klal Yisrael, they want to see and test and mark to try to see if this Baal Tzaras knows what he did wrong. Does he truly love Klal Yisrael? Be able to draw him back once again. Both of these answers connect to Tzvir Somer very well. It's all about using our words to build people up. And end the day to be able to spread love, to show Ava and Achdus to everyone. Bez Hashem Shem Zocha, to take these ideas of the Dubna Magid to Tiferes Shlomo and to our lives, Bez Hashem. Good Shabbos.